Hey guys, and welcome back to
the Black Sheep.
We're gang, back. Gang.
Sorry.
Oh my god, I can't believe we just fucking did what we just did.
Yeah, so basically, guys, you all already read the title of this this podcast episode.
Yeah.
We decided to get tattoos. We decided to pick each other's tattoos.
Yeah, we decided to pick each other's tattoos. I don't know why who came up with that idea? Was it you or was it me?
I don't remember, but I think it was me.
I think it was I thought of the idea that we should pick each other's. You just wanted us to go get tattoos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, we should go get tattoos for an episode.
Yeah. And I was like, I think we should pick each other's tattoos. Yeah. I don't know why I said that.
Because you're dumb.
But I was like, that would be more interesting, you know?
So yeah, it definitely would be.
That's what we fucking did, guys. And we're going to talk about it, and we'll show you guys, you know. We filmed the process
of getting tattoos, and then like we filmed like us, you know, getting the actual tattoos and stuff.
Yeah,
and it was an experience.
Yeah, so especially for you, because this was the first time my brother has gotten a tattoo.
I was like, I don't know if I want my first tattoo ever to be like something that Melissa picks for me, and I was like, I don't know if I'm cool with that, you know. So what I did was I thought of a tattoo that I wanted, and so I got one. It's a small one, and then Melissa, and then I obviously got the other one that Melissa picked for me.
That I wanted.
So it was like I got two tattoos for my first time going to a tattoo shop ever.
Yeah.
But they're not like too big, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. So basically, I feel like, I don't know, because I told one of my friends that we were doing this.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, what the fuck? Like, you guys are crazy. I would never trust my sibling that much.
Oh, really?
To, like, pick a tattoo that's going to go on my body and stay on my body forever. And I'm like, I mean, it's, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's just like, okay. Like, I would do it with one of my friends.
Right, yeah. But so maybe it's because
some
you,
siblings just would not.
Maybe it's because you just don't give a fuck, bro.
I mean, you were trying
you
to get
no
a fucking sad potato tattooed on me, so.
Well, I was just
Let's
saying.
Let's be honest here. I don't trust you that much anymore after that idea.
No, it wasn't like that was going to be. I mean, I chose four different ones. Like, I had a narrow
Yeah, but
down.
That was one of the fucking options.
Well, I was like, I don't
and
know how. I don't
or
know.
Or a diamond.
Yeah, because I don't know how savage you're trying to be. Like, if you're trying to mess me up, I'm like, okay, well, I have one where I'm like, it's going to be on your body then. Because I thought you were going to be like...
No, I wasn't trying to fucking, like, do you wrong like that, bro. And that's what I was expecting from you as yeah. well.
Well...
Because I was like, I wouldn't want some stupid shit on my body for the rest of my life. So I kind of, you know, I was...
But did you like the tattoo in the end?
Yeah.
Exactly, so it's fine.
I liked it. That's because I told you in advance that I was not doing a fucking sad potato.
I thought that was kind of funny. I mean, it's kind of cute. It's a little sad potato, bro. If it was like this tiny, like if it was like this tiny, it's like a little sad potato.
I would not want that on my body.
Whatever.
Especially if you're putting it somewhere like the spot you chose. I feel like it's anyone could see it. Like literally anyone would be like, oh my God, she has a fucking sad potato there.
You should have got it like, I don't know. On your hand right here. Just kidding.
Yeah, that'd be great. Even better.
Oh, on your face maybe.
Yeah.
Would you ever get a face tattoo?
No.
No?
No.
I think they're kind of like if I'm old enough to like I already have a job and I feel like I'm good and I want to stay like I don't know in my like late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, well, you get a little face tattoo is kind of cool. But like I don't know yet. But face tattoos, I think, are kind of sick. You don't think they're kind
of
cool?
Yeah, I do. I think they look great. Like, power to anyone who wants to do it. But I just personally wouldn't do that on my face.
Not even, like, a little heart, a little diamond or something?
No, because that'd be too... I would freak out at the fact that, like, I can't remove it. Like, my face, I feel like, is something that, like, I just want it to, like, you know, stay how it is.
Mm, but your body, you don't give a shit.
My body, like, who the fuck cares about that shit?
Well...
I'm just kidding. No, I like tattoos, like, on my body, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But just because like your face is, it's like your face, you know what I mean?
It's like
not
your
the
face,
same
guys.
Thing
your
as
face,
getting a tattoo
your face
somewhere
is,
else.
It's like your face, but not really like your
it's
face.
It's your face, you know?
Yeah, I understand though, because that's like, I mean, that's a pretty big commitment, I feel like.
Yeah.
The other thing, well, actually, I was going to talk about.
So basically, I forced you to get two tattoos your first time that you're getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
And I also forced you to get your first tattoo.
Yes.
Because you probably would have continued to put that off.
So I'm going to just regret this decision for the rest of my life. No, I'm just kidding. Like recently, I've been thinking about tattoos, and I'm probably going to get more. But the thing is, like, when I was, like, younger, like, a couple years ago or a few years ago, like, I was like, I'm not going to get a tattoo ever. Like, my parents don't have tattoos. My dad doesn't even have a tattoo. Like, when he was younger, like, he was about it. You know, he was, like, having whatever life. And so, but he never got a tattoo. So I was like, you don't really need tattoos to, like, be cool or whatever.
Yeah.
But tattoos are cool. Mm-hmm. Like, I always thought, like, tattoos look good when I'm like, oh, that tattoo's sick. But it looks good,
like,
on
when you see it on the person that they're on.
Like, right. I always thought, like, tattoos are cool on other people. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they'll look that good on me. Just because I'm short. So.
You have to be tall to get tattoos.
You have to be. You guys heard it here first. The height requirement is this tall to be cool. Anyways. But yeah, I always like thought, I was like, I'm not really gonna get a tattoo. It's just not really me. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, like, even like when I was getting it, I was like, I can't believe I'm getting a tattoo right now. Like, what's going on? Like, is this me?
But oh my god, guys, he's going through a quarter life.
I'm going crisis. Through a quarter life crisis right now. No.
Mental breakdown.
But I like them. Like, I like them now when I'm looking at them. So yeah. So I'm happy with it, and I'm.
You glad that you got them?
Yes, I am glad.
Okay, cool.
So, but I'm ready for. More.
Ready for more. It's just only the beginning. It's only beginning. January.
New year.
Yeah. Okay, so tell them how you
I have a question for you really quickly. So, I mean, you have a tattoo, right? You only have that one. She has a little B on her finger.
And why you guys have seen it.
Why'd you get that?
I got this B because my name means honeybee.
In?
Greek.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, actually.
So, I don't know. I just thought it was cool. Like, for my first tattoo, I wanted to get something small. So, I was like, oh, a cute bee. Like, it would look cute, like, on a finger, you know? And I wanted to... I thought, like, oh, the finger's probably, like, the easiest place to, like, get it on. Like, uh-huh. It's not going to hurt. Like, it'll be simple. It'll be small. It's not going to take long. So, I basically just got it because I wanted to see how a tattoo felt, you know? So, I didn't want to fucking jump in, get something huge, but...
And how did it feel?
It felt fine. Like, afterwards, I felt fine. And I was like, okay, that was, you know, tolerable. But during, there was, like, some few spots, especially because, like, some of it is, like, you know, shaded in and stuff. And by the knuckle, like, by the bone, or even down here, like, this freaking thing right here, it hurt. Like, I felt it a lot there. And I was like, ooh, but, you know, it wasn't tolerable. It wasn't intolerable.
Hmm. And but that's the only tattoo you have until now.
Yeah, and that's the only one that I've ever gotten until now. So we basically now we're tied.
We're tied, both have two tattoos, and we both chose each other's second tattoo. That's kind of weird.
Whoa, ew, what the fuck? Cringe.
Siblings cringe.
Anyways, for sure you were more nervous than I was. Oh, bro, yes. My brother was drenched very nervous. In sweat.
Yeah,
and like, he usually doesn't sweat. Like I'm the one that's like, oh, I'm sweating.
Yeah,
like I just. And he's always like, why the fuck are you always sweating, bitch? And this time you were.
Yeah, I was. Like, I remember, like, lifting up my shirt and, like, touching my stomach. And, like, my hand was, like, very, very wet. It's very moist. Because, like, I was sweating a lot. I was, like, very nervous. I was having these cold sweats before. And then when I got there, I was even.
Did you think that it was going to be, like, super painful? Or, like, why were you nervous?
I think I was just nervous because, like, I was like, this is going to be on my body forever.
Oh, okay.
And it was just, like.
Just the nervous. Idea of getting a tattoo on your body.
Yeah.
For the first time.
But yeah, just because it was my first time, but I liked them, so.
Yeah.
But it was very nervous. I remember, like, when you, because Melissa got hers done first.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, I was just, like, kind of counting the seconds, like, fuck, now I'm next. Like, what I gotta do? And I was a little bit nervous recording you, but, I mean, it was so fast. I mean, yours was pretty fast.
Yeah, I was, like, when she was doing it, I felt her, like, going on the outline of the thing, and I was, like, I think she's probably like almost done.
Yeah.
And then when she was like, okay, you're all done, I was like, oh shit, that was hella fast.
Yeah,
it was like faster than my B tattoo, so I was like, oh shit, okay, cool.
Yeah, because that one
very
like,
simple
had some shading.
Yeah, I had a feeling yours was gonna be more simple than the one that I picked for you.
You had a feeling?
Yeah, because
oh
because like, you know, like beforehand we talked about it and we're like, we're gonna get something small for each other.
Yeah, why did you choose that?
Something kind of simple, you know, like. So that's what I was thinking you were gonna get for me, and then when I saw the photo of that thing, I was like, okay, I want him to get that.
But you didn't have.
So I just stopped looking for other shit.
But did you? You didn't even have any other options.
I didn't have any other ideas. I was like trying to think of like what it could be, but I don't know. I didn't want you to like hate it, you know. So I was kind of like scared, and I was like, fuck. I don't want to fuck him over for a second tattoo on his
body. I mean, you didn't fuck me over because I like it, but it's a big tattoo. Like, it's not small.
It's not as small as mine.
Yeah, it's not as small as yours, but.
So it wasn't the size that we said, and it was more detailed than we said. So
she broke all the rules that we had put for each other. She was like, I don't give a damn.
Anyways, basically, he got like a tiger eating a shark on his butt cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And
it was huge. It was fucking huge.
It was a little bit like, and they had to shave like all the hair off my butt. Yeah, like it was embarrassing.
Embarrassing. We were sitting right there and there was like people around us, you know.
But I mean, I was like, fuck it. Like second tattoo, like I'm already here. Fuck it. Yeah. I can't back out now, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I'm just kidding.
No, I did not
I
get
feel like
that.
Right when I said that, people were like, wait, what? What the fuck?
Maybe you were just like, well, what the fuck?
It wasn't that tattoo.
Mm-hmm. I would have not.
I'm sure some people would have believed it.
A giant one on my butt cheek. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not. I really wanted to know what your idea was.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we decided that we weren't going to, like, tell each other until we just saw the tattoo at the end.
Yeah, so basically it was like a. Isn't that like a show like Ink Master or something? Where like no. Remember this is a show where like you can like have your friend like pick a tattoo for you, then they do it and then they come out and they look at it and sometimes it's like really, really fucking bad and like your friend just fucked you over. Have you not seen those?
No.
Oh, what the fuck? Those are really funny.
I've never seen that. Is that a show?
Yeah, it's a show.
I've heard of Ink Master, but I don't think that's what that is it?
It's probably not Ink Master.
I don't know.
I think that's just a tattoo show. but yeah, we went to a tattoo shop that's like close by, with just a walk in because they're pretty simple tattoos, and we're like,
they should have time,
and it was pretty
early in the day on a Thursday.
Yeah, they were like talking about some weird stuff with the people in there.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys, we probably caught some of it on camera, but
probably
when we first got there, or when we first like got put in the back, the guy was like, I just remember vividly because he was like, I think like a little bit of bullying is okay. He was like,
he said that?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Oh, no.
He was like, I think a little bit of bullying is okay. Like, if my kid, like, was getting bullied, you know, it just, like, shows you.
Oh, it shapes them as a person.
Yeah, he was like, it shapes as a person, just, like, lets you grow some hair on your chest. Like, you know, you got to toughen up a little bit.
Oh, I did hear that.
And then he was like, it's not, like, bullying, like, every single day. Then that's a problem, you know. That's how you create serial killers and mass shooters. He said that. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He was like, that's how you create, like, serial killers.
They were having
killers.
This, like, conversation, like, one guy in one side of the room talking to the other guy on the like, across yeah. the room. And there's, like, people getting their tattoos, and, you know, and they're just, like, talking super loud. So, like, everyone's listening to this conversation, basically.
Yeah. And it's, like, they don't give a damn. They're, like, we're having a conversation. You guys can listen if you want. But, I mean, we're going to force you to listen because we're so fucking loud. Like, what do you mean? But they're, like, whatever.
Yeah, they're saying some funny shit.
But what I also said, like, they're talking. Oh, they talked about a snake.
They're like, one of the guys was like, oh, I'm like deathly afraid of snakes.
Yeah, he was like, I'll grab a spider or anything, but like a snake, like I'm a fucking afraid of snakes. But he was also like, he was talked about, the other guy talked about his friend or a girl that's his friend.
Yeah.
And she had a ginormous, like
a huge pet snake that like slept with her in her bed and shit, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said that it was like a huge snake, like big enough to eat her.
Yes.
And that like they took it where to the vet or
yeah, supposedly.
They talked to someone about
yeah.
the fact that their snake wasn't eating their meals anymore. And they were like, oh, yeah, your snake is starving itself so that it can, like, eat you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I was
so
like.
So it can feed on you.
And I was like, that's not real. But.
And then they said they had to put down the snake.
Yeah. They said they had to fucking put down the snake because, like, there was no way to go back now. Like, they couldn't feed it because the snake was, like, starving itself to eat her.
Yeah.
So they
like,
killed
it. Like,
it
just wasn't eating, so.
That's fucking wild, bro. Like,
that's scary.
I don't understand how they.
How big? What kind of? What is that normal to have? Like, where is this? Is this in the United States?
I don't know. But no, it's definitely, I mean, it's probably legal somewhere, but I don't think it's like legal to have a snake that big.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the fucking rules on that, but a snake that can eat you, just like chilling in bed with you.
That's crazy. But I feel like that's, they shouldn't have put it down. Like, can they give it to like an animal sanctuary and then like they'll just, is it gonna kill it? It's gonna starve itself until it kills it? Oh my bad.
Jeez, so aggressive.
Like, is it gonna starve itself till it kills itself? Or they?
I don't know. I don't know how snakes, is that what snakes do?
No.
Like, do they see something that they want to eat and they're gonna starve themselves until they get to eat that?
No. I bet if you put it in like a box and you like give it like a.
Well, who is gonna take in a snake that big, bro? It probably wasn't like.
Like a zoo or something.
It probably wasn't like a legal, like. Pet to have, and they just had this fucking snake, and then what are they gonna do about it?
I bet you could have gave it to a zoo.
I think it was like illegal, and they were like, there's nothing we can do, we gotta just shoot it.
I don't think they shot it,
or they put it down.
Like, I think they went to like a vet or something, like they euthanized it or something. You don't think so?
So, okay, but like,
oh, they just shot it in the head. Bus.
I'm just picturing this happening like somewhere like
in the woods.
Yeah, like
somewhere. I'm thinking it happening like someone has this in their house right now, like downstairs.
Oh no, I'm not thinking about that.
I think that's what's happening
somewhere else in the world. I don't know.
No.
Anyways,
that, yeah, they were talking about some funny shit, and they were playing a stoner movie, Dude, Where's My Car? I've never seen that movie, but I mean, it's very like.
I think I watched it like once, like a really long time ago. Definitely not my type of movie.
Yeah, same. It's a little like, I mean, the jokes are very outdated.
Yeah, very. But that's because
there's a lot of boobs in it.
It's just one of those like dumb joke, fake girls, dumb guys, dumb girls, like type of movie.
It's a stoner movie.
And how old is it?
Probably like 1990s.
Yeah, so fake.
Anyways. Guys, here you go. I'm going to insert a clip right now. We recorded everything, or not everything, but we recorded like our way there when we got there. And then, yeah, you guys will definitely see that. And if you're listening on audio, we'll just cut in the audio for you. Sorry, but you guys can come back to watch the video version.
Yeah, on YouTube.
But don't stop listening, okay? Don't stop listening. You just come back later.
All right, shut the fuck up. We'll let them watch.
Bye.
Okay. All right, guys. So we are in the car. We're already here at the tattoo shop.
Yes, we just got here.
We're both nervous, obviously, because we have no idea
what the other person,
what we're getting on each other's freaking bodies.
For life, bro. For lifers.
And this is a freaking tattoo, okay? This is going to be on our bodies. Unless, you know, later on we choose to remove it. But hopefully each one of us chose something that's like, you know, at least not like a fucking potato or some shit.
Don't tell them, bro.
Which is what he was gonna freaking choose for me. Literally a sad potato.
Dude, that would have been dope, bro.
Thankfully, he showed me that and I was like, I'm not putting that on my body, so you better choose something else.
Well, because I was like, I'm gonna show you this, and then if it's equal to the one that you're gonna get me, then I'll give you this one. But yeah. She was like, yours is better.
But mine's cooler, so.
I'm gonna take this jacket off because I'm getting the cold sweats, bro.
Oh no, you're getting the cold sweats? You're gonna be sweating a lot in there, let me just tell you that. Hopefully they allow us to record, so, you know, if they do, obviously you guys will see our clip. If not, we're gonna have to go somewhere else. So obviously, that's what we're here for. We don't know at all what the other person is doing, or what the other person chose, so we're not gonna see our tattoos until they're completely finished and 100% on our bodies. So you can't see, like, when they're doing it to you, you can't watch.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look away.
Yeah.
It's just gonna hurt, bro. I'm scared, guys, like, I've never...
I'm excited. All right, let's go.
All right, peace.
See you guys in there. Okay, guys, so they're basically, like, you know, sketching everything up right now. Yeah. So we're waiting
like,
a little bit.
Yeah, we told them what we want, and they're like, we'll be right back, guys, take a seat.
Yeah, so we're waiting right now, but in a little bit, we're gonna go back there and get started. I'm excited.
Bro, I am freaking sweating right now. Like, if I could just air out my pits, like, I'm sweating.
I wonder if they're gonna do both of us at the same time, how are we gonna record?
I don't think they will.
Okay, guys, we're about to go back now. I think I'm going first because obviously this dweeb is scared. This is really scared, guys.
I'm not that scared.
You sweating?
I'm very sweaty, guys.
Oh, yeah? Now you're the one sweating and I'm not.
I'm getting it on my ankle, and my brother's getting it
right here on my forearm.
His forearm?
A left forearm.
Are you gonna tell them about the other one you're getting?
Well, basically, like, I was like, I've never had a tattoo before, and I kind of want my first tattoo to be one that I want.
instead of one that I heard.
So, like, I'm gonna get one right here. It's a little M. It stands for Majin. It's from Dragon Ball Z. I know that's kind of corny, but I want it. So I'm gonna get it right here first, and then I'm gonna get the one that Melissa wants on this side. So I'm gonna get two for my first time, bro.
Yeah, and he's scared because he doesn't even know what it's gonna feel like, you know? But yeah, we're about to go back there, and then we'll record the process.
Growing up on social media, can you imagine if we had that stuff back in the
Well, yeah, you don't have, you know, it'd be like, you have no social skills.
Right.
Talk to everything through a screen so you can say whatever you want, but then when someone's like,
okay, I'll have you lift up your jeans,
when real stuff happens,
and just
you're
stand
like,
as normal as possible.
You're just,
there we go. So you want it more towards the back, right, towards the front, or right in the middle?
Really, like right here.
Like if someone called you a butthole in real life, you'd just like have a meltdown, right?
What is that?
I'd be like, thank you.
Yeah, shut up, you ding dong. Hey, you're a butthole.
Oh, God.
Myself. You have to endure a little bit to gain a little bit of perspective and strength and this and that. To a certain extent, I'm not totally against a little bit of bullying in school, you know, like it teaches you to toughen up and
have a backbone.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Obviously, if
I can definitely feel it.
Does it hurt a little bit?
Yeah.
Beating the shit out of you every day, that's a problem. Right,
and
that needs to stop.
Is he
done? Wow, you're done already.
That was so fast.
All right, bro. That's the review.
Holy crap. My wife loves our dogs.
That looks so cute.
Break down, and then we'll reach out.
If the dog brought a snake in the house,
dang, yeah. Do you like it?
I do like it.
It looks actually hella dope.
It looks so good.
Her fear of snakes is like...
That's cute.
Tattoo number two.
Man.
First time getting tattooed, you had two.
Thank you for helping to save the universe. We know you will.
Alright, guys, so basically, I went first, like my brother said, and like you guys saw.
I wanted to go first because I was afraid that, like...
No, you didn't. I literally asked you. I was like, okay, you want to go first then? And you're like, no.
Yeah,
and
I said...
I was like, okay, I'm going to go.
No, I said, shouldn't I go first? Because I'm getting two. That way I can get one, then you can get one, then I'll get one.
Yeah, but you wanted to go back and forth. I don't think it works like that.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's
whoever's in the chair, they just get their tattoos, and then it's the next person, and they get their tattoos.
What? Tattoos, you're only getting one tattoo, okay? I'm getting two.
Tattoo.
One tattoo. Yo,
one
what's
to
up
two.
With your thing?
You're getting
here?
One to two tattoos.
Yo, can you Jill?
Don't
I'm trying to help you, bro. Mind. I'm just trying to help you.
Stop. It looks like a snake. You're just freaking me out now.
Are you afraid of snakes?
No. I actually am not afraid of snakes at all.
For real?
Yeah.
But you're so scared of spiders.
Yeah, bro. Spiders are completely different than snakes. When the guy was like, oh, like I could see a spider and I'll be fine or whatever the fuck. But when it comes to snakes, like blah, blah, blah. And I literally remember thinking like, what? It's literally the opposite for me.
Because
spiders
feel
are so fucking creepy.
Creepy, but dangerous. I feel like a snake is more dangerous than a spider. I mean, it depends.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to fucking go out and just grab a random snake in the woods and like. But. I'm not going to, like, see it slither and be like, ah!
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But
you're scared of snakes
I'm
more
not scared
than spiders?
I'm not scared of any of them, but I think...
Oh.
What?
You're not scared of any of the creatures?
No, I'll grab a snake.
What is a reptile you're scared of?
An animal that I'm scared of... Oh, I don't like little tiny, like, earwigs. Like, little bugs,
oh,
like an earwig. I hate earwigs so much, bro. Like, the little
oh,
pincers on their back just give me the creep so bad,
bro.
Why?
I feel like... Everyone hates those bugs.
Just like, even if I see one, I'm like, oh, fuck no, bro. Get that shit away.
Yeah, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. I have to kill it right away.
I don't kill them, though.
What do you do with it?
If it's in the house, I'll take it out.
You still do that?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. No, I hate them too much. I just don't even want them to live, you know?
I mean, that's messed up, bro.
So, bro, like, what do they do out there?
What do they do out there?
Like, what do they really have going for themselves?
Their food for the other better insects out there. They need insects. Gotta you like praying mantises, right? Praying mantises gotta eat, bro. You know, the ones that like
they eat that.
I bet they eat anything. Mm.
Yeah, I've seen like videos up close of them like freaking eating with their mouths.
Oh yeah, bro. I remember so this weird. One time like I've seen one that like it grabbed like a cricket and it started eating it by its head. So like the cricket was just dangling and it was like eating his face.
Yeah, I think I saw that too.
Dude, that's crazy.
Eating like a burrito, dude.
Yeah. They're savages, bro. No, they can you imagine being a bug like getting eaten that way?
Like no, imagine actually the just, little like they don't make a noise, right?
When no, they
like,
don't even
pain,
yell.
But are they in pain?
They're definitely in pain, bro.
Imagine if you could hear like little tiny bug screams, like, and like all together, like you would hear them unanimously.
Yeah, night. I don't know why they don't.
Yeah, they don't make a noise. That's kind of weird.
Because like I was thinking about like just like as a lion or like a gazelle, like you know that lions eat gazelles. Like, can you imagine being a gazelle that's just like being eaten alive?
Yeah,
that's gotta hurt so bad.
Yeah, and they don't really like make a noise either.
No, they're just there. Like
oh. Animals don't make noises really when they're in pain. Well, sometimes they do, but like
dogs do because dogs are dramatic.
Like if they're like seeing those videos of like zebras trying to get away and the lion like you know. Claws one of them or scratches one of them or bites one of them or whatever, like they don't let out a noise, they're just trying to like get away.
Yeah,
but I feel like with bugs like it's easier to think like oh they don't feel it.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Even if they're just because yeah. they're so small you
they
can't
like,
see
there's
anything.
No blood or like guts and shit out and like anyways. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know, we're so off topic right now, what the fuck.
Okay, we're talking about snakes and then we start talking about bugs.
Okay, I wanted to go first. Oh, we already said that. I wanted to go first, but anyways. Melissa was like, it's probably easy for the tattoo artist to tattoo one of us at the same time, and then we'll finish.
At a time, yeah.
So I was like, okay, if it's easier for the tattoo artist, that makes sense.
So then you wanted me to go first.
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, I'm not getting two first.
You're yeah, exactly. First. So basically, I went first, and my brother wanted me to get it on my ankle, so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck. And so we like sat there or whatever. I laid down and she like started working on it. It didn't hurt, honestly, too bad. Like, I feel like I would say that the pain was maybe even less than it was on my finger.
And is that because it was so short or just because like,
I don't know, maybe just the spot.
The spot.
Yeah. So honestly, it wasn't bad at all. Like, it was fine. It feels fine now too.
I mean, since I did the, I looked for the tattoo for you. I mean, how do you feel that now you
have
oh,
a, yeah, yeah.
How do you
so
feel?
Then afterwards, you know, I saw what it looked like and what it was. And it looks cute. Like, I like it. I honestly wasn't expecting it to be this.
Okay.
At all. Like, I don't know. I thought it was just going to be, like, some, like, symbol or, like, a fucking smiley face or some shit. I don't know. But it looks cute. I like it. I like that it's a ghost. I think it's cute. You can only see the little eyes. And I like small like minimalistic tattoos.
Yeah, it's a little aesthetic.
So this fits like my vibe, you know.
Okay, that's good.
And I like that it's a ghost because I think it like, you know, really represents me also because I'm into that spooky shit.
You're into that spooky shit. I mean, that's why I liked it because I was like, I mean, you know, you're into like horror movies and shit like yeah. that. So I was like, a little ghost would kind of like fit perfectly.
Yeah.
But it also was kind of
so
cute.
That's why I liked it.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. The picture, like, there's like some shading on the bottom of like the curtains.
She do
no, she didn't.
Oh no, she didn't.
But like, you could go back and like make it like super dope.
Yeah. It looks cute though.
Cause like in the picture, there's like there's more like wrinkles in this like
more
in the
shading,
cloth, and there's
more
like
detailed.
Shading on the bottom. But it looks like really really similar to it, so mm-hmm. I think it looks good.
Yeah. And then it was your turn.
And then it was my turn. So I got two.
Yeah, so we can talk about the one that you actually got for yourself and you wanted to get.
Okay, so first. The one that I got it on my right arm, my wrist right here. It's a little M.
Yeah, that's how much he thinks I'm a good sister, guys. Like, I'm such a good sister. I'm the best sister. He got my fucking initial tattooed on him. Like, can you believe that?
Are you done?
Yeah. Tell him.
That's definitely not why, okay? I would never get Melissa's initial on my body. That's weird as fuck. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, it just looks like that, guys. It's a little M.
Damn, veiny-ass arm. Veiny ass wrist.
So this one, it just stands for Majin. It's from Dragon Ball Z. As you all know, Majin Buu is one of my favorite enemies of Goku's. He was controlled by Babidi, and anybody that has like that Majin symbol on them is controlled by Babidi. So I don't know. I kind of just felt like I really don't know what's going on in my life right now, and I want somebody to control me. So I was like, yeah, let's go. But also, like, Babidi Majin Buu was one of my favorites because he, like, brought out Super Saiyan 3 out of Goku. So Super Saiyan 3 was, like, one of my favorites because the hair is so fucking long and, yeah, like, super dope. So to have an enemy, like, push you that far, it's got to be worth it. But, yeah, now I'm controlled by Babidi. Let's go.
Bibbidi bobbidi boobidi bobbidi.
Yes, and then Melissa chose this one over on this side. It looks like that, guys. So Melissa wanted that. It's a little astronaut. Yeah, it's pretty big. Like, I mean, this is big, bro, for my, like, well, I don't know.
Cool. For the size that we were aiming for.
Yeah, like, I gave her this little tiny little ghost, like, this big, and she was like, you know what? 3 inches long. But it looks very good, and I think I like it.
The reason that we got it that big is because I thought that it would look better bigger versus a small astronaut, you know?
When? Initially? Or?
Yeah, initially. Okay. And then when she was like, oh, we might need to make it bigger, actually, because, you know, the lining and everything, like, you don't want things to, mesh and ruin the tattoo or whatever, so we might need to make it a little bigger, and I was like, okay, that's fine.
Oh, that's so fine, because I'm not getting it.
Yeah, so I like the sizing of it that it is.
I mean, I like it too, but she said because it has like a lot of details on it, would mm-hmm. look, it's kind of hard to do, and it would
small,
all,
yeah.
It would all, she said it would all like blend together, right?
Mm-hmm. Like the little lines and shit.
Yeah, so it looks good. It looks very good. She's a very good artist. She's actually only been tattooing for like a year.
Yeah,
but did a really good job. I mean, she didn't shade anything, but even then, it still looks like really good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like it. I'm really into space. And I like...
When he was little, he wanted to be an astronaut.
I still want to be an astronaut, yeah. But it's just unrealistic. I'm sorry. But yeah, I've always wanted to be an astronaut.
Never give up on your goals.
Sorry, bro. Maybe it's just not what I want
your
anymore.
Your dreams and aspirations.
But yeah, it looks super cool. And I was talking like maybe, you know, later on, like I'll shade in like an outline of black and like put some stars or something. And
yeah,
then, like,
that'd be cool.
Make it a little bit more detailed. Maybe I could even put my own face in the helmet.
Make the helmet like...
shiny,
yeah, like black, but then like the little shine of,
oh yeah, like a sun,
a light on it or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
so like there's
like
a lot
the
of
sun, yeah.
There's a lot of potential with this one, so I like,
yeah,
it a
I feel
lot.
Like you could do a lot with it.
It's gonna be my body forever. It's kind of scary. But you know what, it's cool like that. But it's a little childish, but I'm childish.
I like it. I think it's cool.
So it's not like, oh, he is an astronaut.
No. I feel like, I mean, a lot of people probably get stuff like that
space
tattooed
tattoos.
On them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I basically chose that for that reason.
Because
like when I saw it, I thought it looked cool, but also I was like, well, you wanted to be an astronaut and you love space and literally everything that has to do with that.
Yeah.
And you know, I just thought it would be cool. So talk about the pain.
Okay,
for both
so
of them and when it started.
So yeah, so like I don't know. I think we caught some of it. Like when we're doing this one, so this small one on my wrist, the one that I wanted, this is the first one that I got done. So this is my first tattoo ever.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you just need to relax. If you need a break, just let me know. She was a very nice lady.
Yeah, she was super nice.
And then I was like, okay. And I was like, it's not going to be that bad. Like, I'm fine. But like, and it was fine. Like she started like with this side, but then when she was like moving up this little curve up here, when it gets to like up here, like towards like my palm of my hand, like this way,
super sensitive,
it really started to like sting like pretty bad. Like it's not like unbearable pain, but like I kind of was closing my eyes and like,
yeah.
I was like,
yeah, you can
just
really
waiting.
Feel it there.
Yeah. I was like, I'm just waiting for it to just be over. But I mean, it's not like unbearable, but it did like hurt pretty bad. It felt like someone's like, you know, like slicing your skin open. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like if they're holding something sharp and just like scraping your skin,
yeah,
in a certain spot. But the needle moves quickly and they stop like a bunch of times to like wipe it or whatever.
Yeah. So you get like little breaks.
Yeah. So you get like little breaks. But then when they put the needle back down on the same spot that they've been going
at,
that hurts. But
it's all right.
It's not bad.
It's not that bad. I know that she said she said that she, I asked her, I was like, which spot is like the most painful? She was like, you know, there's like some spots that are more painful. It kind of just depends on the person. But like, I had this person that came in recently, her first tattoo, she said she got some on her ribs.
Yeah. That's where I want to get a tattoo. I want to get both of my ribs like back here.
What are you going to get?
I want to get like something here, like something. But on this side, I want to get like a quote, like going like this side.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like in cursive or?
Yeah. That's so cool. We'll see how that fucking feels, but I'm sure it's not gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's probably not. Like she said that it was like a pretty big one, and then like she was her first tattoo, but she said she was totally fine.
Yeah, I've heard that people say that the ribs hurt.
She was probably like a, well, I think women,
we have a higher pain tolerance.
That's what I've heard, but is that true?
I think so.
I've heard that like redheads like have a higher pain tolerance than all the other.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, look it up. I'm telling you, it's like a thing that people say.
Yeah, but thing that people say, but is it true?
Okay, now you're questioning what I'm saying, but no, when you say women,
for women, but like a certain hair color.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
All right, well, look it up then.
All right, well, fuck you.
Jamie, can someone look that up, Jamie?
I don't know. I think that's true, because
that women have a higher pain tolerance.
Yeah. Like, you get a freaking cotton ball tossed at your balls, and you're like, you're crying and shit.
Where is that weirdly specific reference?
I feel like guys, like, are dramatic when they get hit in the balls. I'm sure it hurts, but I feel like they're more dramatic than they should be.
I don't know. I've gotten hit in the balls, and it hurts pretty bad. I don't think I'm dramatic, but maybe. But I've definitely seen some guys that, like, fall over. Like, they hold it, and they're like, they're just standing still, and they're like,
yeah.
Like, what? No. Does your whole body's paralyzed now?
Well, maybe you haven't gotten hit in the balls that hard.
Maybe I haven't, but I've gotten, like, that stomach. It goes up to your stomach. Like, it feels like you want to throw up. Yeah, I feel,
like, nauseous and shit.
Yeah.
I was watching this video one time, and this guy, he was, like, saying that getting hit in the balls is, like, way worse than giving birth.
Yeah.
I was like, what? You're fucking joking.
ASAP Science made a video on that, though.
Was that true or no?
They said.
There's no way, because it doesn't even last that long.
They said that it could be up to an equal amount of pain, I think. I think they said that.
What?
But don't quote me on that, but I will have to rewatch that video. Because, like, well, supposedly, like, it's an organ that's sticking out of your body. So, like, basically, like, if your ovary, like, came out of you, and then someone, like, punched your ovary, which is, like, an organ that's supposed to be in your body. Like, it's just like a kidney or something, and someone's, like, punching your kidney.
Okay, yeah. Well, that makes sense. But still, you're fucking, like, having a whole baby. So, yeah. Like.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
I guess that makes sense. I don't know. It says, research has shown that people with red hair perceive pain differently than others.
See, bro, it's weird.
They may be more sensitive to certain types of pain and can require higher doses of some pain-killing medication. However, studies suggest that their general pain tolerance may be higher.
What? Damn, bro, I told you.
How?
And I don't know if it's like all redheads or just redhead women.
I think it's all redheads, because it says many redheads, blah, blah, blah. I think it's just redheads in general.
My dad used to be a redhead. We gotta ask him.
Wait, what? But this one's saying that they feel more pain.
Well, that's what it said. It said, like, they can perceive pain differently. So, like, some things may be more and some things may be less. I don't know, actually.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's the opposite and you're just mixing it up. Maybe they actually are bad with it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Anyways,
but, yeah, so, like, this one, when it got up to here, it was, like, really, like, stinging. And I was like, ah, just waiting for it to be over.
Yeah.
It was just, like, very uncomfortable.
You guys saw his facial expressions on that one.
And then this one, even though it was much bigger and it took, like, maybe twice as long, I think. Maybe not twice as long.
Yeah, it didn't take too long, honestly.
Not too long, but maybe,
definitely,
like,
longer.
Yeah, definitely longer. It was fine. The whole thing was fine. Like, honestly, this didn't hurt nearly as much as this one. Like, it didn't hurt at all. Like, it kind of just felt like someone was, like, scratching me or something. And I felt just the vibration, like you said. But when it got to, like, down this area, like, there's, like, the astronaut's foot is, like, kicking out this way. Sorry, I'm off the camera. It's, like, kicking off this way. So, like, when it gets to, like, this part over here, like, that's when it really started to hurt. Like, when she was outlining the foot and, like, the hand, it started to feel, like up here kind of, but not that much. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, just because it gets to those, like, tender parts down here, it felt like, I was like, ah, it's uncomfortable again. Mm-hmm. But it was over really fast, and it's just an outline, so it definitely shouldn't hurt that much.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, that was our freaking experience.
Yes. Yeah. And we chose each other's tattoos. Let us know if you guys would trust your...
Do you regret it?
Yes, I regret it.
Oh, fuck you.
No, I don't regret it. It was cool. And
yeah, I don't like regret it either. Like,
it's cool.
It's a tattoo, you know?
All right. Next time, I'll give you a worse one.
Then. No.
So you regret it. I don't want
no sad potatoes. sad tomatoes.
Who was it that... It was Kian and JC's channel, right? Didn't they do it?
They did a dare where they... Yeah, they picked...
Did they pick each other's or just JC got his tattoo on him?
No, Kian did.
Oh, Kian did?
I don't know if they both did.
Who was it that got like a Dasani water bottle?
Yeah, it was Kian. Oh. I think he got a water bottle on him. Oh, wait, was it JC?
I think it was JC, but I don't remember.
I don't know. Anyways, they both have so many tattoos. I don't even know.
Yeah, I was thinking about like when I was getting like these, like obviously this is my first tattoo ever.
But actually, originally, I didn't say this, but originally I was planning to have my brother's astronaut tattooed like on his thigh.
Oh yeah.
But
what?
He was wearing jeans and I didn't want to.
I have to get like naked, like.
Yeah, I don't know. So I was like, you know, I'm just gonna make him do it on his arm. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like it there.
Yeah, I think it looks good there too.
I wanted to get initially because I didn't know what you were gonna get me. Mm-hmm. I mean, what you were picking. So I wanted to get it right here on my chest, like near my collarbone.
Yeah. So imagine if that was there. Do you think that would have looked fine?
No.
Yeah. That's why I was like, he kept saying like, I want to get my collarbone, blah blah, and I was like, bro, I don't think you would want this on your collarbone. Like, it's just not a tattoo for your collarbone area.
Yeah. But so, what could I put here then?
It'd have to be like
words.
It could be a quote, or it could be. I don't know.
Anyways.
Figure that out on your own time, right?
Let's just talk about getting tattoos. But what was, I was saying something before you interrupted me.
Oh, my God. Would you guys...
Oh. No, it's not would you guys.
Oh, it's magic.
When I was getting this one over here and it was, like, getting a little bit painful this way, I was like, I can't imagine, like, people that get, like, Machine Gun Kelly, he has, like... Literally, his whole body is covered in tattoos. Like, from like everywhere. Like, from his neck, like, down. Like, everything. I'm just like, that's crazy,
they don't
dude.
Feel pain, bro. Did you know that?
They don't feel pain?
Yeah, they're bionic.
Oh.
Yeah. So, they don't feel pain like we do.
How do they do it? How are they bionic?
They just are. That's how they're born.
Oh, they're like synthetic
they're
robots?
Picked. Yeah. They just picked to be robots. They don't feel pain.
Who?
They're,
Who exactly, though? Machine Gun Kelly and who else?
Everyone that has tattoos in their whole body. Jeffree Star.
He has tattoos all over his body.
He literally says it. He's like an alien. He's not human.
Oh, yeah. He looks like an alien.
So. So there you go. They're just not normal humans.
Yeah. I don't know how they do that. That's wild.
Yeah. Anyways, tell us. I want to know.
So basically, I was going to talk because like earlier... When we were filming the podcast, I...
Looked at your phone.
Looked at my phone. And the time was 4:44. And
he freaked out.
I freaked out, bro.
And I was like, oh my God, bro. That's not real.
So basically, like... I've been seeing that number for a while now. And it's because, like, I was, like, looking at... Well, I wasn't looking at, but, like, this person that I know, like, they were, like... angel numbers, and they're like, I've been seeing 777, and it was like kind of in my head.
Yeah.
So like what I thought was like was happening,
what's definitely happening.
That's what I told them. Like I was like, you know, you're just seeing it more and more because, you know, you're thinking about it. You're looking at it, and you're like,
you're looking out for those specific numbers.
Yeah. Just, and my car has 3 sevens in the license plate, and she was like, even your car.
Oh.
She was like, and I saw it on your car. And I was like, you're just looking for it. And she was like, no. So basically, and I believe it now because I'm looking at it now, and I know how I feel. But you don't know until it happens to you. Like, they said that once you start seeing those numbers, you got to, like, think about, like what's going on in your life or whatever. And then, like, if you're happy with your life and you got to make some changes or whatever. And then they said, once you see that number and then, like, you'll know when it's different. You can see that number and then you just won't feel anything anymore. And you'll know that, like, oh, it's past now. And that's how you'll know that you've achieved what the that is numbers the are trying to tell you.
You're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So what does 444 mean?
So we looked at the meaning, and it's like it has like a lot of different meanings, but like one of them was like talking about love. And it was like you're looking for or you're getting over or something about love, and it's like you just gotta keep going with what you're doing in your love life.
Interesting.
So but I'm still seeing it. I mean, it's not.
How long have you been seeing it for?
I'd say about a month.
Oh shit.
So pretty long.
All right, well, I'm gonna do an experiment now.
You're gonna do an experiment.
What number should I start seeing? Let's do 111.
Okay.
Or 1111.
No. 1111 is too common, I think.
Okay, 111.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, 111. I'm gonna put that in my head right now. I'm gonna start seeing 111. And every time I look at the clock now, if I see 111, then what? This is debunking it then.
Yeah.
Okay. So catch up with you guys on the next one.
Just keep an eye out though.
Yeah.
But you can't like. You can't like be like, oh, it's 12 o'clock. I'm gonna set an alarm at an hour.
No, I'm not gonna fucking cheat.
Okay.
Not a cheater. God, how dare you?
Were you a cheater in school?
No, I don't think I. Actually, maybe I might have cheated like a couple times.
On what?
I don't know. I'm just saying that maybe I did because I feel like no one's perfect, right? Only Jesus. So.
I mean, my name is Jesus.
Not you. Okay.
I think I never cheated in school.
Yeah, right.
I don't think I did.
Yes, yeah, I'm saying you don't think, but you don't remember exactly every single little answer. You might have peeked on accident and been like, oh.
That's not cheating, though.
That is cheating.
If it's an accident.
It's still cheating accidentally. It's still cheating.
Oh, right. My dick actually slipped into her vagina accidentally.
Yeah, it's still cheating.
No, but I don't think I ever cheated as a kid because I was so smart, dude. I need it. Everyone cheated off me. They're like, you got the answers?
Yeah, but still, like, you might have.
I probably cheated.
You didn't know the answer to something, maybe.
Actually, I think I cheated in when I was going to, like, college.
Like, maybe in elementary or something. Oh. Like, I feel like maybe in elementary hard. I cheated or something.
Well, why? There's no reason to cheat in elementary.
I don't know. Like, when I didn't know English and I was like, oh, I don't fucking know. And then, you know.
Maybe. Were you good at spelling in school?
Yeah.
I remember spelling was like, I was good at spelling. And then I
remember one time specifically, like, this is a thing that's like burned into my brain. You know, have like, you have memories that from your childhood that are just burned into your brain and you're just never going to forget them.
Uh-huh.
This is one of them. I remember like, because obviously my brother's younger than me. So I started learning like English more or before you know?
Yeah.
And I remember like, obviously, you didn't know how to do my homework. My parents didn't know how to do my homework. So I had to just, like, figure it out, like, by myself. And I remember one day, like, I was doing my math homework. It was this packet that they had given us. And I was doing my math homework, and there was, like, story, like, problem.
A
like
story
this
story problem. A word problem.
Is it a word problem?
I think it's
word math?
A story problem. Word problem. I don't know.
It was one of those, right? They had to, like, read or whatever. And I don't remember what it was, but there was something about that problem that I just could not understand. Like, I didn't know what it meant at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
was this at home or you were in school?
At home.
Okay.
So I was, like, I remember I was in bed and I was trying to figure it out and I couldn't do it. And I was, like, bro, I need to turn this in tomorrow. Like, I was freaking out over the fact because I wasn't used to saying, like, oh, I forgot my homework today or, oh, I... you know, didn't do it or whatever.
I'm sure the teacher would have been
like, yeah, I'm sure the teacher would have been like, it's okay, it's just a problem, like, let me help you or some shit. But I was freaking out because I wasn't used to like doing that. I didn't know you could do that. So I was like, I have to get this done, like, I have to turn it in tomorrow, and if I don't have this problem done, like, what's gonna happen? They're gonna kick me out of school or like, what's gonna happen?
And then I did it for you.
No, you didn't. And I started crying, like, I was crying so bad. And I remember my mom, or I think my mom came into the room or something, and she saw me crying, and I was, like, crying. I was like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know what it means. Like, I'm not going to get it done by tomorrow. I needed to get it done by tomorrow. And I was, like, freaking out about it.
Kids, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, like, that's burned into my head.
And then what happened?
And I, my dad, it was my dad or my mom or something. They were like, it's okay. Like, just relax. Just tomorrow when you go in, just tell them, like, you know, you don't understand the problem, like, I'm sure that they're gonna help you, like,
right,
you know, I don't think they expect you to fucking do everything like perfectly. And I was super nervous the next day, like, going in and asking, but I just took the packet in without filling that one out.
Yeah, I remember, like, man, kids, bro.
Yeah, kids think so, like, stupidly.
I mean, they're kids.
They do.
Yeah, well, they don't know, man.
I know, that's what I'm saying, they're stupid.
No, I remember in, like, when I was in middle school, I was always, like, in these advanced classes for math, and there was this kid who was, like, super young, and he was like, I don't know, maybe sixth grade, and he was doing, like, ninth grade math when we were in middle school. Shit. And we were in the same class, and, like, we became friends because he was, like, kind of cool. Mm-hmm. He was this Indian boy. And he was very smart. Like, he was even, like, sometimes, like, we would help each other with homework, but there was times where I was like, I don't even understand this problem, and then he would help me. So he was really smart, and he was younger than me. And then there was this one time where we were taking a test, and then he couldn't remember how to do this problem, and he was sitting next to me. And then he, like, I remember, like, looking over, and he was, like, really thinking, and then, like, he was, like fidgeting with his pencils and stuff, and he was, like, kind of freaking out.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, bro, you all right? He was like, yeah, I'm just trying to figure the problem. Leave me alone. And I was like, okay. And then I just saw, like, droplets, like, falling onto the paper.
Oh, and, God, like, he's sweating?
No, he was crying. Because he couldn't figure out the problem.
Oh, my God. That's literally me.
And then, yeah, he was, like, and I was, like, looking over. And I was like, bro, is everything okay? And he was like, I can't figure out this problem, bro. And he was, like, crying. And I was like, bro, it's fine. The young guy stressed that hard. Like, just move on and you'll come back to it later. And then the teacher came over because, like, she saw that we were talking. What are you guys doing? He's cheating over here. Honestly, we would cheat off each other all the fucking time.
So, would you actually?
Yeah, because, like, we were really, really
you
good.
You just said you didn't cheat ever. what the fuck? Exposed. You just exposed yourself.
But it wasn't cheating. Like, I couldn't do the problem. It was cheating, like, as I was like, yo, help me with this problem. I really want to do it. And then, like, he would just, like, help me.
Help you or do it for you?
He would help me. Because, like, I was just lazy. I was lazy sometimes. Okay, fine, I cheated. But it wasn't cheating because I couldn't do the problem. It was cheating because I was lazy.
Obviously, he does not respect the handover of the Bible.
My bad, y'all. Anyways. But yeah, and then, like, she came over, and then, like, she helped him with the problem. Just soda? I didn't even drink soda.
Red Bull.
Okay. But yeah, that she helped him with the problem, and, like, he figured it out. But
damn.
Kids are, like, I mean, I understand, because when I was a kid, I had a lot of anxiety. But, like, I mean, we're in middle school, so it's not, we're in, like, super old, but he just, I mean, he was younger than me, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Math, bro.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. I mean, maybe he just felt, like, a lot of stress that he needed to, like, do everything right.
Yeah, definitely.
So, 444.
Yeah, I've been seeing that for a while.
Okay, that was your whole story on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode.
We're going to wrap it up.
We're wrapping it up now.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Be safe out there.
Yeah. I told my brother, I was like, bro.
They had
fucking free condoms at the tattoo.
Fuck. I was going to get some.
Oh, I thought you were joking about it.
No, I did want some. I did want some, but I just don't. I did want some.
Anyways. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast.
Yeah,
comment down below if you would trust your sibling to pick your tattoo for you.
Yeah, or just a friend.
Or just a friend.
And if you don't, then you probably should get some new friends. Or what? Or is that normal for your friends to just fuck you over?
Yeah, I think some friends are like that, you know? That's what makes a friendship.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't trust all of my friends, but... yeah. Anyways, that's it. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, guys. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening as well. Hope you guys have a great day.
See you later.
Peace.
Bye.